And what I was really needing at that point was more a model or an approach of how can we do transformational development in whole communities? How can we see whole communities begin to be transformed? So I was playing around with a lot of ideas when I heard about this conference that was going to happen in Uganda. This conference was put on by Missions Moving Mountains. It's called Discipleship for Development, and they enter into a community and make a 5-year commitment to this community. And it's just this whole process of really helping the community to recognize its own problems and discuss its own problems and recognize its strengths and use their strengths to solve their problems. But it's really a process of developing people. It's not developing projects for them. It's more developing the people themselves, and so that they are able to meet their needs or find out how they can meet their needs. And so I went to Uganda for 2 weeks with 3 Rwandan pastors to this seminar, and I was just amazed because we got to go to some transforming communities, and they have 90 transforming communities in this area where they've been working. And I've just never seen anything like that in Africa before. There was really true life transformation on all levels, right down to, you know, people washing their hands and building proper kinds of toilets, to having cows and using the fertilizer and becoming better farmers, to planting trees and to being disciplers and having small groups in their home and doing Bible study. And every area of life in these communities was in this process of transformation. And you could just see how these communities were very different from the surrounding communities that hadn't had this kind of transformation. And when I saw that, I knew these people are onto something. And they've got something going for them.